Hi. Hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Kidnappers Double Back. Triple Back. Detective Yuki Butcha and Sparky, along with Big John and Mayor Plumfront, were trying to track down the kidnappers of the fabulously wealthy widow, Miss Daffodil Dilly, who was kidnapped right before her wedding. We've received a ransom note demanding $250,000 in ransom, which we are unable to pay. Meantime, Yuki was able to obtain a picture of the kidnappers, and Sparky got the idea of showing the pictures to the different stores in the neighborhood just in case the kidnappers happened to show up. Today, we're in Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore waiting for a chocolate soda.
Well, fellas, as soon as Clyde gets finished talking on the telephone, he'll be back and fix our chocolate soda.
Hey, Big John, Mr. Pillroller is motioning for you to come back there to the phone.
Huh? How's that? Oh, well, looks like maybe that phone call was for me. Say, maybe the mayor's trying to get in touch with us. I'll be right back, boys. Save him a place at the counter there, will you, please?
If it is the mayor on the phone, maybe we'll get some news about the kidnappers.
That could be. We'll see, we'll see.
You know, Yuki, I think it's a good idea we have. I mean, about showing the pictures of the kidnappers to all the store owners around here. Don't you think so?
Yes, I do. If the kidnappers come into any one of the store owners will recognize them. Then they could call the police or they could call up. Say, what's Big John waving his arms so excited about?
Boy, he is excited. Look, I'm talking on that telephone.
Yeah, his eyes are bugging out, too. Well, I guess he's through talking. He's hanging up the phone now. Here he comes. Hey, what's the matter, Big John? Mayor Plumfront get any news from the kidnappers?
No, Yuki, that wasn't the mayor on the phone.
Who was it? You look awfully excited.
Well, I should be excited. That was Mama Crossmire. And what do you think? Right after we left the butcher shop, two men walked in and robbed them.
Yeah,
listen to this. They were the same men as the ones on the picture we showed them.
You mean the kidnappers?
Yes, the kidnappers. Come on, Yuki. Come on, Sparky. Let's go back down the street to Crossmire's butcher shop.
Papa Crossmire?
Yeah, tell us all about it. What do you know?
Who's here, Big John and Sparky, and you too, Yuki?
Yeah, hurry up and come in here. We're going to tell you all about the holdup.
Come on in, Yuki. Close the door there, Sparky.
All right, Mama and Papa Crossmire. Tell us all about the holdup.
Such a commotion. I'll tell you what happened. Papa was standing over there by the meat table when he was chopping pork chops.
Yes.
He was waiting on Mrs. Toohill. And then I was over there by the sauerkraut barrel, scooping up with the fingers of porter sauerkraut. I was waiting on Mr. Shipp and Klassenheimer.
Yes, and then what happened?
And then all of a sudden, open flies the door, and in comes two men.
That's the kidnappers.
Yeah. Everybody turn around and face the wall. Turn around and face the wall there, they said. That one man shouts out there, very nasty and mean. Says, everybody turn around and face the wall when Mrs. Toohill faints when she falls head first into the sauerkraut barrel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, my goodness is right, Big John. When Mrs. Toohill went home smelling like sauerkraut on spare ribs. Well, we're getting back to the holdup now. There he was facing the wall.
Yes.
And the holdup man was standing in the back of us with the guns.
Yes.
And then, one of the holdup men walks up behind the counter and he empties out the cash register.
Oh, that's a plan.
What a terrible thing.
Yeah. Oh, but, Papa, Don't you think it was lucky for us that I have just been to the bank with most of the money?
Yeah, Mama, yeah.
But, John, what the robbers don't know is that all the while I am standing facing the wall, I am looking at them in the mirror. You understand that? I'm looking at them in the mirror, and you can see the mirror over there, see, by the O.J. Chuck Finney Universe advertisement painted on it?
Yes, yes, I see it. You mean that's the mirror that you watched the robbers in?
Yeah, and then, all of a sudden, I recognized the robbers. Yeah, they was the same men that was in the picture that you showed us just a few minutes ago. They was the kidnappers. And then I turns around and I yell, "Oh, you are the men that kidnapped Miss Dilly!" And I picked up the meat cleaver and I was going to chase them out from the store.
That's what it is.
It was real fine. Which way did they go, Mama?
Well, they had an automobile parked outside when they hopped in and they drove off.
Was there someone else waiting for him outside in the car, Mama? I mean, was there a third man driving the car?
Yeah. There was another man in the car.
Could you see what kind of a car it was, or couldn't you tell?
Oh, yes. Ordinarily, I don't pay any attention to automobiles, Big John. They all look alike to me. It's some kind of a car that...
In Hamburg. Aha.
Yeah.
Then it was a car that they make in Germany.
Yeah, that's a... Was it, Papa?
Yeah. That was a Buchleckenberg.
That's the kind we're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that proves the men who robbed the butcher shop are the kidnappers, all right.
Yeah, I should say it does. See, the kidnappers have a Buchleckenberg.
Yeah, and they went off down the street. That means their hideout must be down in that direction. Come on, fellas. We don't have time to fool around here. Let's get in my taxi cab and try to locate that hideout.
Oh, just a minute, Big John. Wait a minute while I answer the phone. And then before you leave, I give you some sauerkraut and spare ribs you can take home for you for the supper. Hello? Yeah, Big John is here. Just a minute. Big John, by the telephone you was wanted.
For me? My goodness, who knows I'm here? Just a minute, fellas. Hello? What? Well, for goodness sakes, don't touch anything. We'll be right there. Yeah, so long.
What's the matter, Big John? You look awful excited again.
Come on, boys. Back to the drugstore.
Well, what do we want to go down there for, Big John? It just came from there.
Did Clyde take our chocolate sodas or something?
No. It's nothing of the sort. Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore has just been robbed. Two men, the same ones in the picture that we showed to Clyde, they made their getaway in a Buchleckenberg.
What?
Two men, the same ones in the picture that we showed to Clyde, they made their getaway in a Buchleckenberg.
What? The kidnappers robbed Clyde Pill Roller's drugstore. Just a minute. Did you say that they robbed the store?
Yes. The drugstore is
fine.
Robbed.
Fine. Clyde Pill Roller's robbed it. Just never mind. Come on, let's get out of here. Come on.
Yeah, I'll say. Boy, what's going on around here?
There's Clyde sitting over there at the soda fountain. Look at his face. He's so pale, he looks as white as a sheet. I guess the robbers really scared him.
Hey, here we are, Clyde. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, what happened, Mr. Pillroller? Were the two men who robbed you the same men who were in the picture that we showed you just a couple of minutes ago?
And on the telephone, Clyde, didn't you tell me that the two men entered the store by the front door and made their escape through the side door where their getaway car was waiting for them on Glenmore Avenue?
Hey, John tells me that you told him on the phone that they made their getaway at a Buchleckenberg 12. Is that right there, Clyde?
How much money did they get? Did they wear masks? No, I guess they didn't if you saw their faces and recognized them.
They say anything one to another. Did they call each other by name?
Did they? Hey, wait a minute. We're all asking Clyde questions at the same time. Clyde can't get a word in edgewise. Now, let's all calm down and let Clyde say a few words. All right, Clyde.
Uh-oh. Hey, your telephone's ringing there, Clyde.
Just keep sitting, Clyde. Sparky will answer the phone for you. Go ahead, Sparky. Answer the phone for Clyde.
Yeah, all right, Big John. I'll get it. Boy, sure has been lots of excitement around here. First we go to Spent Lost Delicatessen to get the show them the pictures of the kidnappers, and they get robbed, and then we do the same thing with Clyde, and he gets robbed.
Hello?
Yeah, Big John is here. This is Sparky. What do you want?
What?
Hey, hold everything. Stay right where you are. We'll be right over. Big John, hey, Yuki, come here, quick. Hey, we have to get right over to Spent Lost Delicatessen. Two
What's
men
up?
Have robbed them. The same two who were in the picture we just showed them.
What did you say? The kidnappers?
That's right. The kidnappers just robbed Spent Lost Delicatessen. Come on, we gotta get over there. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Sure is funny, isn't it? Right after we left Krausmeyer's butcher shop, it was robbed. And then we go back to the butcher shop from Clyde Pillroller's drugstore, and while we're at Krausmeyer's, the drugstore is robbed. And then we go back to Clyde's, and while we're there, the delicatessen is robbed. And we were there not more than 20 minutes ago. Three stores we went to show the owners the pictures of the kidnappers, all robbed by the kidnappers. There's something mighty peculiar going on around here. Well, we gotta get to Schmidtloch's delicatessen. I'll see you later, kids. So long.